Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, a member of Royal Neighbors, and we're going to talk about Christmas. Jolene, good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, you know, it's we need to celebrate Thanksgiving, but it's been Christmas in the stores forever. And right after Thanksgiving, we'll kick into high gear with lots of Christmas-related things, and that's what you want to talk about.
Yes, we're talking about Festival of Trees, and it seems like we do want to celebrate Thanksgiving because it's an important holiday, but then we go right into Festival of Trees, which is kind of the kickoff, along with the Chamber of Commerce, of the Christmas season.
You bet. Lots of things kind of go on that weekend of December 3rd, but the dates for the Festival of Trees is?
The dates are Thursday, December 1st from 10 to 7, Friday, December 2nd from 10 to 6, Saturday, December 3rd from 10 to 7, and Saturday, December 4th from 10 to 3. We always open at 10, but the closings kind of vary.
Okay.
According to Friday night, there's usually a game, so we close an hour earlier. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Sunday, we close so we can get the trees taken down.
And oh, yeah. I got to set them all up.
It
doesn't surprise me anymore, but it's amazing. It takes quite a while to put them up.
Yes, we spend 2 days, all day Tuesday. Well, I should say more than that, because Monday night we'll be going down and putting the cords out and putting the places of where the different people will be. Tuesday all day, they set up the trees from 9 to, I think, 8. Wednesday, we do it from 9 until about 3, and then we have people come in after 3 that need to take pictures or video their tree or just make sure they've got everything there, mm-hmm. and so we can go home and rest a little, too.
Put your feet up just for a little bit before all this kicks off. I think it's really good that you always open at the same time, because that way people say, oh, yeah, 10 o'clock, and it's time to go to Festival of Trees, or following the parade. I believe you're open following the parade.
Yes, we are. Saturday, the parade starts at 6. We're open till 7, but if there's people there, we're not going to kick them out. The same way with Friday, if you don't go to a football or basketball game, we're not going to kick you out.
Okay, because you want a lot of people to come.
Yes, we do.
For several reasons. One is people have done a lot of work and you want to share that, but the other reason is this is a fundraiser.
Yes, it is. For the Cass County unit of the American Cancer Society, all the money goes there. And Royal Neighbors are helping with the raffle items that are donated by area artists, writers, crafters. Everything is handcrafted. And Royal Neighbors will do matching funds for that. So we'll get a little extra money there. Yeah. We have a memorial tree that the Cancer Society puts up that you can buy a little snowflake in memory of someone and put it on the tree. And
is there a fee to come in the door?
It is a free will donation at the door, so don't feel like you have to pay to come and see the trees, but just remember it all goes to the Cancer Society.
Okay. So we get to see all the trees, and you've also added, in terms of looking at those things, a few other displays. They're not all trees.
No, we have something new, which I'm very anxious to see this year. Margaret Spivak's Snow Globe Collection.
Margaret Slepsky.
Snow Globe Selection.
This is a tongue twister all the way around. Yes. Okay, so that will be a fun collection to see. And the other thing that I always like when I come to the door, it's all decorated when we come to the door.
Yes. Aunt Bee's is doing our entryway, which they did last year, a beautiful job, and they are doing again this year. So we're anxious to see
it greets you right at the door with all those decorations. And a good way to get ideas if you need ideas for decorating this whole thing. But then, in addition to the free will donation at the door, you have this raffle, and I think it's getting more exciting every year.
It is. We have a lot of nice items. We have two flannel blankets, which are really nice this time of year, and of course the pillowcases. The Master Gardeners, which is another thing I'm anxious to see, are bringing in two great big pots. They're outdoor pots, but I'm anxious to see them.
We think of containers for summer. Well, these are outdoor ones for winter. Yes, it'll be great designers doing that. So, okay. So,
and a lot of table centerpiece or runners from Something for You and different handmade things. And Pam Johnson with her new book and a little basket and something from the Anita barn, antique barn on the main street. So we have a lot of variety of things that you can buy tickets and put your ticket in the little box. And then we draw at 3 o'clock on Sunday and we will call you. Hopefully you can come down and pick them up. Otherwise, say go out to Carol Schuler.
So we can buy tickets, raffle tickets at the door. How much are those?
Yes, they're $1 a ticket, and you buy them, I think, 6 for $5.
Okay, that's the usual kind of thing.
Yeah, an extra ticket.
And then you can put them all in one thing if you want to say, oh, that's really what I want. Yeah. Or you can say, well, I like this and this and this, and you can spread
them
out.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
You could buy a dozen tickets or however.
A lot of tickets.
Because, of course, all that money goes for the same purpose.
Yes, the Cancer Society. Yeah. So.
And, it's great that people, well, first of all, Jolene, people like you and the other organizers, all the time you give, and then all the people who come to set up trees, it's a lot of time.
It is. Yeah, they spend a lot of time decorating, too. So it's a lot of time spent on these trees, and we'd like to have everybody come down and view them. We do have the school kids that come down and the Jack and Jill, the early learners, Little Lambs, Wickman Center that do come to visit, which we enjoy the kids coming to. But
I'm pretty sure they're pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. But we do want the adults to come or come back with your kids to see the trees.
Yeah. I'm guessing some of those little kids do go home and say, Mom, Dad, we got to go see this.
The trees.
Yes. Are there special time? Do the kids usually come in the morning or?
Thursday and Friday, it's just kind of scattered, usually early in the, well, not early, 9 o'clock.
Right.
We try to get them in sometimes before the we open, so they won't be in the way of people looking at trees. And then there's a break, and then there's a couple. Washington School comes Thursday afternoon. It's just bing, 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 as soon as the bus can bring them and go back and get another group.
Because I'm thinking for some people, it's fun to be there when the kids are there and hear how excited they are and their comments and their questions. For other people, they'd rather have it more quiet and kind of just meander through the trees and take it all in. So, kind of pick your times. Don't come Thursday and Friday if you don't want to be with the kids.
With the kids. Well, after 3, they're gone, and if I can find my thing here.
So, but it's great that's something that the kids get to do.
Yeah. They're there from about 9:45 Thursday until probably 11:30, and then the afternoon Washington comes at 1:15, and they're through by 2:45. So there is kind of a break in there. You come at noon, and Friday it's a lot lighter. It's 9:30, and they're through about 11. And the afternoon it's 12:15. And then there's a big break in there, and then they're through about 3 again.
Okay. So I say,
pick your time. Just kind of pick your time in there.
Whenever you mm-hmm. and there's plenty of room there. It's like even with a busload of kids, you still have a lot of room to walk around and see them. And you always arrange them. It always kind of amazes me how you figure out how to put all those trees. And mentioning trees and exhibits, are you still taking more?
Yes, we're still looking for more trees or displays if you would like to display a tree, have a collection of something. I'll still be taking your information through Wednesday if you want to call me. It's 243-4989, and we can set up a spot for you. I still have a few left.
All right. We're visiting with Jolene Smith, in case you missed that, and Jolene is one of the very active members of Royal Neighbors. Real quick, Royal Neighbors is?
As a fraternal life insurance company with fraternal benefits and a chapter here in Atlantic that we've been in town for 117 years, just doing community service.
How much money have you donated to the community?
Oh, my word, it's over $10,000 so far.
People don't realize much you do for all that. So we want to thank you, Jolene, and all of the Royal Neighbors people and all the others who are participating in Festival of Trees. And again, when can we come see Festival of Trees?
We will be open for the public to come and see on Thursday, December 1st from 10 to 7, Friday, December 2nd from 10 to 6, Saturday, December 3rd from 10 to 7, and Sunday, December 4th, 10 to 3.
All right, and if you still want to do a tree, contact Jolene. And again, your number is?
Is 243-4989.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jolene Smith, thank you. Visiting with us. And until next time, holidays bring communities together.